Thank you and good morning. A Merry Christmas to you all. Consumers across the country are expected to spend more than $6 billion during the holiday shopping season this year, a season that begins on the day after Thanksgiving and ends on Christmas Eve, and which this year is only 27 days long. In Humboldt County, the average household is expected to spend more than $4,000 during the period. That's not just gifts. That spending includes decorations, food, travel, holiday cards, and flowers. The average Humboldt resident will spend about $1,000 on holiday goods, although that spending varies widely in age, with those in the 30 to 40-year range spending the most. The National Retail Federation reports that consumers target specific stores and outlets based on sale and discount advertising in addition to the quality of goods. Holiday shopping is an annual shot in the arm for retailers, both here in Humboldt County and across the country. He has become a figure larger than life, and his image dominates the Christmas season. The jolly, gift-giving, overgrown elf whose transformation from a Middle Eastern protector of children and sailors to the red-suited, sled-flying deliverer of Christmas toys is a fascinating tale of myth, lore, and our willingness to find joy in the darkest days of the year. He was once St. Nicholas of Patara, and once he was introduced to my forebears in Northern Europe, he started hanging out with a fellow named Black Peter and leaving gold coins and candy in the shoes of well-behaved children. He then became Sinterklaas, the modern version of the character we now know as Santa Claus. Even during a time in our country when Christmas was banned, thank you, early Massachusetts colonies, Santa Claus was evolving, changing, and being adapted to a new culture in a new world, just as he had to older cultures in the old world. Today, the jolly old man with the white beard and his signature red suit makes a yearly trip around the globe, delivering toys to good little boys and girls, well, at least according to our myth. Spend 5 minutes researching him online, and you'll find that he tends to fit in wherever he is welcome, and ready with a Merry Christmas, a Feliz Navidad, or Joyeux Noël. The new year is just a week away, and once the calendar ticks over to 2015, there will be a new look to public safety agencies in Humboldt County, changes due in part to new funding streams, consolidation efforts, and reorganization of departments. The consolidation of the Humboldt Bay Fire Department will be in effect on January 1st after years of discussion and argument, and the past few years of consolidation. The former Humboldt Fire Protection District and the City of Eureka Fire Department will be fully merged. The Eureka Police Department, under the direction of Chief Andy Mills, who enters his second year in charge, has a new focus. Mills has created two commands and split the city into two sections, each under the command of a captain. Brian Stevens and Steve Watson earned promotions from sergeant to captain, and each will focus on their specific section of the city in an effort to reduce crime, particularly property crime. The Sheriff's Office will also see increased funding from Tax Measure Z, and it's been split into two commands, a Northern and Southern Command, each headed by a lieutenant. Sheriff Mike Downey is now focused on increasing the law enforcement presence in underserved areas of the county as well. You're listening to KINS.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If you want to get Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer excited, start talking to her about infrastructure and projects around the city. As we head into the new year, Diemer begins her first full year as city manager, and she visited Talk Shop and spoke about some of the good news coming from her city and projects that are underway, including a long-anticipated trail along the old route of old railroad tracks.
This is the through-town piece of the line around the bay, but it will go from Northtown Arcata around the skateboard park, come through town down L Street, and this phase that is funded and designed and out to bid will end at Samoa Boulevard.
Once the through-city portion of the trail is completed, it will be linked to the next segment that will run along the bay.
I think I shared with your listeners before that we have received funding for construction now from Samoa Boulevard down south to Braycut, and so that next trail, which we're calling Humboldt Bay Trail North, is in environmental review. So we're doing all the environmental permitting and the NEPA documents for that. And so that's, I think, a very exciting milestone for a project.
The ultimate goal is to link the Arcata section of the trail with one that originates in Eureka that will use the Rails to Trails concept to take advantage of the old railroad route between the two cities. And that's the news on this Christmas morning. A very Merry Christmas to you all. And for KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.